Several Chinese ships briefly entered waters near disputed islands today, drawing a protest from Japan and a call by its foreign minister for no further escalation in the standoff. Alistair Wanklin is monitoring developments from Tokyo.
Six Chinese maritime surveillance ships came within 12 miles of the Senkaku Islands within Japanese territorial waters, Tokyo says. Japan's Coast Guard ordered the boats to leave. They ignored that, one replying by radio they were in Chinese waters. Japan's foreign minister launched a protest but called on Beijing not to escalate tensions any further. Already, retribution has spread into ordinary life. Japan's consulate in Shanghai says at least four Japanese citizens have been injured in attacks. And reports in Japan say China has cancelled some official exchange groups. Meanwhile, there's speculation private businesses may be targeted too. Both Beijing and Tokyo are politically fragile right now. An election is due here in Japan, and China's Communist Party has an expected leadership shake-up this autumn. But many observers warn the tiny, uninhabited Senkaku Islands could remain a flashpoint for some time to come, while nationalism continues to run high, and speculation remains that the area may have rich subsea energy resources. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.